If somebody finds an Aveda, so what are you supposed to do? So I don't know about today, because the world has changed a little bit. But Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva in Igros Moshe. It was written in Tov Shin Mem. So it was written in 1980. And the question was, if somebody finds an Aveda Bezman Hazeh, what are you supposed to do? So it's not going to be three regalim in Yerushalayim, right? Is it Bati Knesi? Is it Bati Midrashis? We don't have an Evan Atoyin. So what exactly is it? So I'll just read to you the first paragraph. Hine, be'inyan nesinas moidoy slashovas Aveda. Maspik sheyosin b'mekoy moy siburiyim. It's sufficient if you put it in public areas. Kigoyim b'bati Knesiyos u'b'bati Midrashis u'b'mekoy moy sacherim sherabim mitzuyin shah. Kegoin Eitzel ha-elevators, Shalbatim ha-gedoilim. So Rav Moshe lived in New York City, so if you put it by the elevator in these big high-rises, Kegoin Shebizman ha-mikdash, just like in the times of the Beis ha-mikdash, ha-yumachris be-gimol regalim be-Yerushalayim, k'di-isa be-bava mitziyah, dav-chav ches, amid-beis. And says Rav Moshe, even though, if you look at what Chazal in the Mishnah and in the Braises said you're supposed to do, yishmu, it's not mistabe that every single yid would have found out about these achrozes, but at the same time, even though not everybody heard about it, but there is an idea of chavra islay, and you see the Chazal what a matriach the person. So says Rav Moshe, it's tein l'chacham v'yech gemoy. Learn up the Gemara. It used to be gemoy regalim, because that's when the yidden were regal. You'd give them enough time. And then there was an idea of putting it in the bati knesis, or bati midrashos. So, meaning, that's what you're supposed to do. We don't have an Atayin. So put it in a public place. He says, you put it by the elevator of the Batim HaGdolim. And what if you don't live in Batim HaGdolim? Okay, you put it in the Beis HaKnesses. And if you don't go to Shul Beis HaKnesh. But this is the concept, right? Come up with such an idea. And that's basically how you're going to figure it out. And additionally, Rav Moshe is saying, right, they weren't Matrich Yoisimida. He's quoting the Gemara. Rav says, Lo Yatrichu Yoisimida. So you see that this is an idea that underpins Eilu Metzias. Really, it should have been 15 and 15, right? You should have given him an extra day. But Rava said, here's the rule. We weren't matrichim yoisimidai. So, public area, but at the same time, matrichim yoisimidai. And then he says, ubeitoinim shiyodua shekoyer noisai. What about to put it in the newspapers? Gamshu dover toiv lahachrishav. Even though it's a good thing, meaning if you want to take out an ad in a newspaper, you have to make sure it's worth it. We'll see about that in tomorrow's that. But, aval inim mechuyiv lahitzi oitzois ulechayiv lamaabed l'shamay. Remember, this person doesn't have to spend any money. So, being that he doesn't have to spend any money, it's going to cost money to take out an ad. The gam yochel ha-ma'abed litoin, and not just that, the person could always say, ke'afal yodeya ha-meidoyis ha-cheiris ha-yoyodeya mi-matzeh ha-vidasay. The bottom line is, he says, it's a nice thing to do, but that would already be together, being ma'kriach yoyisimidai. Again, what's the rule? You put it in a public area, you don't have to be ma'kriach yoyisimidai, you rely on the idea of Chavrislik, and means of communication have shifted dramatically since 1980. So it could be today, there's some more moderna eitzes of how a person would go about something like this.